Ops 22.0.2, 64-bit Windows.
All right, I think we are live. Let me just check and make sure that my audio is set the right way.
Studio mode check, settings button, exit button. Mixer window, properties for desktop audio button. Volume slider for desktop audio, 0.0 dB slider 100. Mute desktop audio checkbox not checked. Properties for mix slash O button. Volume slider for mix slash O, 0.0 dB slider 100.
I think we're good. All right, so welcome everyone. I realize that it has been too long since I did a stream, and I apologize for the wait, but I just got really busy because, you know, jam term came up, and then a few days ago, actually at the beginning of this week, I started a whole new semester of classes, so it's been kind of crazy. But since things are settled down for the most part, and since I don't have classes tomorrow, I thought I would go ahead and just do a random game night for tonight's stream, because I know, like I said, I know it's been a while since I streamed anything, and I thought, well, okay, this will be a good thing to do, plus, guys, I need help, because I have no idea what you guys want to see more of, and what you guys want to see less of. So please don't forget to go down to the comments section and post which games you want me to do next. That's part of the That's part of the reason why I haven't streamed anything too, because I don't know what you guys are into. I don't know what you want to see. So if you have any suggestions or any special requests, by all means post those in the comments. And I look forward to hearing your feedback. So, for the random game night, I thought that maybe we could start out by doing some kitchen sink games, which are always fun. I love kitchen sink. So I might play pizza delivery, Awesome Homer. You get to watch me epically fail at Awesome Homer. And, trivia maybe, and maybe I'll play, I don't know, maybe I'll do a few rounds of Oh Crap, which we'll get into that in a few minutes. So anyway, that's probably what we're going to be doing tonight, but if you have any special requests for little games that you, oh, maybe instead of that game, maybe I'll play, I might actually play Screaming Strike, you guys. Because Screaming Strike is hilarious. I don't know if you guys have seen it before, but it's really funny. I might do that, actually. I don't know. We'll see how far we get. So let's go ahead and start.
Desktop list, Internet Explorer 13 of 24. Kringle Crash 16 of 24.
If you guys need me to adjust the volume or anything, just let me know.
Kitchen Sink 20 of 24.
Welcome to Kitchen Sink Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game.
Alright.
Then so, press enter to play that game.
Okay.
Exit.
Alright, let's start with pizza delivery. Because this is really cool. I love doing this.
Pizza.
The most beautiful word in the English language, pizza. If it tastes good, it must be good for you.
Very true.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Okay.
Pizza delivery.
All right.
Version 3. By Jim Kitchen. Getting saved game. You have been working at the pizza kitchen for 23 hours, 34 minutes, and 55 seconds.
I've already started a game.
You have delivered 105 pizzas for the pizza kitchen.
Dang.
You have $730.70.
Okay.
You are driving the pizza kitchen psychedelic van.
Yeah.
So, select. Start game.
So, there's different vehicles that you can get. You start out with the pizza kitchen scooter, and then later on, after delivering so many pizzas, you get promoted to the psychedelic dune buggy, and then the next vehicle up from that, which I have now, is the psychedelic van. So, yeah. And like, I've already been playing this for quite some time, but I do want to show you how it works. So let's go ahead and start.
The time is 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it always starts at
You are
o'clock.
At the Pizza Kitchen, which is on the south side of center between 1st Street and 1st Avenue.
Okay.
There is an order for 3 extra large, shrimp, pepperoni, black olives, chocolate chip, banana peppers and onion pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 36th Street and Oldsmobile.
Okay.
Cost $97.35. They are expecting their pizzas in approximately 34 minutes. There is an order for 3 extra large tomatoes, turkey, onion, meatball, mushroom, and chicken pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 37th Avenue and Apple. Cost $97.35. They are expecting their pizzas in approximately 96 minutes.
Okay. So, here's the thing. You start out at
Select.
Center, and the way
Turn
that
left.
It's set up is
west.
That the avenues
Select.
Are on
Turn left. West.
The left, and the avenues are on the right, and the streets are on the left. And the streets are in, and avenues are in alphabetical order. To the north, there are the street names of trees. And to the south are street names of cars. So we want to go to 36th Street and So I'm going to turn left.
Turn right, turn left. You are already going 0 miles an hour. Try again. You are already going 0 miles an hour. Try again.
Well, now I can't get to
it. But you are at the corner of 1st Street and Center. Heading west. Select.
Yeah,
you are.
I like that song.
You are.
And I'm
you are. You are at the. There is an order for 3 extra large shrimp, pepperoni, black olives, chocolate chip, banana peppers, and onion pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 36th Street and Oldsmobile.
Yes.
You are. You are at the corner of 6th Street.
And we just have to pan up. And yeah.
You are.
You are.
You are. You are. You are. How fast? You are.
You are.
You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are at the corner of 20 seconds. How fast do 5? You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are at the corner. How fast? You are at the corner of 30th Street. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. How fast? You are at the turn left. You are how fast? You are at the corner of 36th Street and Cadillac. You are. You are. Corner of 36th Street and Oldsmobile,
yeah.
Heading south. The time is 3:17. Hi. Here are your three extra large, shrimp, pepperoni, black olives, chocolate chip, banana peppers, and onion pizzas.
Chocolate chips on...
That will be $97.35,
dang,
please.
Expensive pizza.
She pays you $97.35. Plus a tip of $29.21.
Wow, these folks are generous.
Thank you.
Man, these folks are generous.
You are at the corner of 30. There is an order for three extra large tomatoes, turkey, onion, meatball, mushroom, and chicken pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 37th Avenue and Apple.
Okay.
You are at turn left. You are at the corner of 35th. You are.
Yes,
you are.
Like
you are. You are. You are. You are. You are. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 55 miles an hour.
You know, I wonder.
Select.
That would be hilarious if you were an
officer.
You are.
You are. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 55 miles an hour.
This is. Okay, I would not recommend.
You are at the.
But,
you are. You are at the corner of 24th.
He doesn't really go to
you are. You are at the. How fast? You are. 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 Select. You are. You are at the corner of 4th Street. You are. 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 You are at the corner of 26. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 55 miles an hour. You are at the corner of 32nd. You are. You are. You are. How fast? You are at the corner of 36th. You are at the corner. Turn left. You are at the corner of 37th Jeez. Avenue and Mercury.
What?
Heading north.
What the
Select.
Heck? What the heck?
You are. You are.
I don't know how I should have listened to it.
You are. You are.
North.
You are. 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 You are at the corner of 37th Avenue and Cadillac. You are. You are. You are at the corner of 37th Avenue and Apple, heading north. The time is 4:02.
Hi.
Here are your three extra large tomatoes, turkey, onion, meatball, mushroom, and chicken pizzas. That will be $97.35, please. He pays you $97.35. Plus a tip of $29.21.
Oh, nice. I like Thank working you. Here. I get good tips. Alright, where to next? Time to go back to the pizza kitchen?
You are at- The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 55 miles an hour. Select. Go forward. You no longer have any pizzas to deliver.
Okay,
Turn left.
Time to go back.
You are at the corner of 36.
Right,
you are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are. You are.
You are.
You are. How fast? You are. 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 The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 55 miles an hour. You are. You are at the corner of 18th. How fast do you wish to go?
Oh, yeah.
You are. You are. You are at the corner of 14th Avenue. You are. 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 You are at the corner of 4th Ave. You are. You are. You are. Turn left. The time is 4:26. You are back to the pizza kitchen.
Yay.
Your trip took 85 minutes and 60 seconds.
Alright.
You made $58.41 in tips.
Woohoo!
Select. Deliver pizza.
Alright, let's deliver pizza again. Let's do one more trip, and then we'll stop.
There is an order for 10 extra large, green peppers, anchovies and bacon pizzas.
Ew.
To be delivered to the corner of 5th Avenue and Center.
These people
cost
$249.50.
All right. Let's Sad news for Meghan Markle's
exam. Select. Turn right. East. You are.
Yeah.
You are.
That's more.
You are.
Speed.
You are at the corner of 5th Avenue and Center, right. Heading east. The time is 4:26.
These people have weird tastes in pizza.
Hi. Here are your 10 extra large, green peppers, anchovies and bacon pizzas. That will be $249.50, please.
Really?
He pays you $249.50. Plus a tip of $66.37.
Wow. Hey, I'm not complaining. I got a good tip. I got a really good tip. All right.
You are at the corner of... There is an order for 7 extra large, steak, cashew, green olives, ham, and bacon pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 43rd Street and Porsche.
Dang.
Cost $209.65.
Okay.
You are at turn left. You are at the corner of 5th Avenue and Apple.
Oh, dang it.
Turn left.
I meant to turn right there.
You are at the corner of 4th Avenue. There is an order for 7 extra large, steak, cashew, green olives, ham, and bacon pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 43rd Street. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 65 miles an hour. Select. 47th Street and Oldsmobile, heading south. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 65 miles an hour. You are at the corner of 47th Street and Plymouth. You are at the corner of 47th Street and Pontiac. You are at the corner of 47th Street and Porsche, heading south.
Finally!
Select. Go forward.
What the heck? Wait, what's that?
There is an order for 7 extra large, steak, cashew, green olives, ham, and bacon pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 43rd Street and Porsche.
Oh, okay, so...
Cost? You are at the corner of 47th. Options menu. Go forward. Turn left. You are at the corner of 46th. You are at the corner of 43rd Street and Porsche, heading east. The time is 4:48. Here are your 7 extra large, steak, cashew, green olives, ham, and bacon pizzas. That will be $209.65, please.
Dang, that's a lot of pizza money.
She pays you $209.65. Plus a tip of $62.90.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are at the corner. There is an order for 10 extra large, spinach, and steak pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 37th Avenue and Ferrari. Cost $200. You are at options menu. Go forward. You are at the corner of 40. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 65 miles an hour. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 65 miles an hour. Select. You are at the corner of 21st Street and at the corner of 6th Street. You are at the corner of 1st Street. Select. There is an order for 10 extra large, spinach, and steak pizzas. To be delivered to the corner of 37th Avenue and Ferrari. You are at the corner of 9th Avenue. You are. You are how fast? You are how fast? You are at the corner of 30th Ave. There is an order for 10 extra large spinach and steak pizzas to be delivered to the corner of 37th Ave. You are turn left. You are at the corner. You are at the corner of 37th Avenue and Ferrari, heading north. The time is 5:13.
I'm most terrified, primarily because I can't find a good software that's accessible to the blind for doing database design. Anyway, I'm rambling, I'm sorry,
Hi.
Y'all.
Hi. Here are your 10 extra large spinach and steak pizzas. That will be $224.50, please.
Jeez.
She pays you $224.50. Plus a tip of $67.35.
Wow,
thank you. You are at the corner of 30. You no longer have any pizza. Turn left. You are at the corner of 36th Ave. You are how fast? You are
and there's chickens.
You are at the corner of 22nd. You are at the corner of 14th Avenue. You are at the corner of 2nd Ave. Turn left. You are at the corner of 1st Avenue and Ford, heading south.
Oops.
Turn left. Turn right.
Yeah, sometimes.
You are at the corner of 1st Street and Ford. Turn left. Turn right. You are.
What the heck is that? Is that a chain gang or something?
Yeah. You are.
Ah, you are. That's what it reminds me of, and there's another fire truck.
You are. The officer pulls you over and gives you a warning for going 65 miles an hour. The time is 5:31. You are back to the pizza kitchen.
Alright.
Your trip took 65 minutes and 31 seconds. You made $196.61 in tips.
Nice.
Select.
Alright.
Deliver pizza.
Quit
for the day.
Well, not quit the stream, but quit the game.
Today you worked 2.53 hours for the pizza kitchen. You are paid $7.94.
Dang.
You now have $993.67. You have delivered 138 pizzas for the pizza kitchen.
Dang.
Game saved.
Alright.
Welcome to Kitchen Sin Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game.
I'm going to take this time to check messages.
Ops 22.0.2, live dash for YouTube Internet Explorer.
And figure out if anyone's watching. What the heck?
Stream name slash key edit red only protected. Select it. Frame heading button collapse live chat mode. Heading button settings. Heading button more options. Welcome to live chat. Remember to link Shelby Craig. Say something. Blank. Button emoji. Emoji. 0/200. Button unavailable send. Out of frame button iChat. Button analytics buttons. 1. Watching now.
Oh, there's one person watching now.
0. Messages slash min.
Yay! There's one person watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Alright, so... let's see. Alright, oh, okay, I know what I'm gonna play Awesome Homer next, which, that can be a really fun game. It can be frustrating, but it can also be fun.
Unknown.
So, let's do a few rounds of that.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome Homer by Jim Kitchen.
You big dumb falling ape!
Okay. Awesome Homer, version 4, by Jim Kitchen.
That
Select.
Intro is far more amusing
Exit
to me than
game.
It probably actually is, but anyway, because we all knew that I had a quirky sense of humor. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Okay, so this is a side-scrolling game, and you have to jump over as many barrels as possible and avoid these giant birds, and there's a few other fun things that you can get. But the weird thing about this game is that you have to run to the left, and instead of using the up arrow to jump and the down arrow to duck, it's actually reversed. So you have to press the down arrow if you want to jump up, which is kind of weird. But anyway, it's a fun game nevertheless, so let's go ahead and start.
Start game. Exit game.
Oh,
start game.
He's on a donkey, so we need to jump off. And to let's see how far we get. Those are arrows, by the way.
On level 1, you jumped 9 barrels. You destroyed 7 barrels.
Okay.
You avoided 1 giant bird.
Okay.
You were knocked out by a barrel.
Okay.
Your score on level 1 was 85,334 points.
Okay.
Which is less than the record by 44,632 points.
Which,
The record is 129,966 points. By Shelby. On February 5th, 2019.
Okay. Charging battery 19%.
So select.
Let's start game. Let's go again.
Exit game. Start game.
And see what happens. Maybe I'll
On level 1, you jump 19 barrels.
Wow.
You destroyed 10 barrels.
Cool.
You avoided one giant bird. You were knocked out by a barrel. Your score on level 1 was 125,885 points.
Woohoo!
Which is less than the record by 4,081 points.
Ah, dang it, I didn't...
The record is 129,900. Select. Read log file. Start game.
Okay. Alright, let's go one last time. Yeah, those barrels that are really close together can be really tricky. But let's play one more time. Maybe I'll get further this time. And maybe, then again, maybe I'll epically fail again and get knocked out by a barrel. But anyway, we'll see.
On level 1,
there was a bird.
You jump
barrel
2 barrels.
Okay, I'm going again.
You select. Start game.
That just wasn't there was a bird in the barrel. Right? There was a bird in the barrel.
On level
really?
1.
Again?
Select. Read log file. Start
right,
game.
Let's try one more time. This is ridiculous.
On level 1,
key.
You jump 6
Dang
barrels.
It. All right, I want to try one more
you
time.
You select.
Sorry, guys. This game can get really good.
On level 1,
dang it. This
you jump 5 barrels. Select.
Oh man. This is ridiculous. come on.
On level one, you jump two barrels.
All right.
Select. Start game. Read log file. Delete rec. Check speakers. Adjust checks. Delete rec. Read. Start. Read instruct. Exit game.
Okay.
Thank you for playing Awesome Homer.
All right.
By Jim Kitchen.
Let's play.
Welcome to Kitchen Sink Games.
Let's
use the up and down arrow keys. Awesome.
Okay. Let's see. Trivia.
Trivia.
All right. Let's see.
Trivia.
Yay.
Version 2. By Jim Kitchen. Select. Start game.
All right.
Choose the trivia game that you wish to play.
Okay, let's see. Which game?
Use the up and down arrow. Amusement. Exit. Amusement rides.
Okay, amusement rides.
Arthurian legends.
Okay.
Astronaut.
Astronaut.
Odyssey Babble trivia.
Okay.
Auto racing.
Auto racing.
Basketball.
Okay.
Beatles. Beavis and Butthead. Bible. Birds. Canes and Cane. Chess. Christie. Classic commercials. Coke. Computer. Famous quotes.
Oh, computer.
Computer.
Well, I mean, I am taking computer science, so, well, let's try that one. By the way, to select, choices once you start the game, you can use the up and down arrow keys, or you can press the number, I believe. But let's play.
Computer Trivia. By Robbie Spangler.
Okay.
Is this the game that you wish to play? Yes. Computer Trivia.
Here we go.
By Robbie Spangler.
Okay.
Question. How many different languages come for eloquence with JFW 3.7?
Okay.
1. 15.
All right.
2. 20. 3. 4. 4. 8.
All right, I think it's 4.
3.
Nothing.
4.
Not the number 4 in the game, but option 3. Meaning there are 4 of the... never mind. You guys know what I mean.
Sorry.
Aw.
No. The answer is... 8.
What?
A new language was added in version 3.7 of JFW.
Okay.
Press any key to continue. Question. In one of the later versions of JFW, is it possible to use drag and drop? 1. No.
I think so.
2. Yes.
I think so.
2. Yes. Yes.
Yay, I was right.
That is correct. The answer is... yes. Press any key to... question. Windows question. Which of the following two icons can't be removed from your Windows desktop?
Oh, okay, this is easy.
1. Microsoft Works and Internet Explorer. 2. My computer and recycle bin. 3. Outlook Express.
Man, they're talking about a really old version of Windows here.
2. My computer and recycle bin.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
The answer is my computer and recycle bin. Press any key to question. Which item below is an example of a software synthesizer?
Okay.
1. DeckTalk PC 2. 2. DoubleTalk or LightTalk. 3. Microsoft Text to Speech Engine. 4. DeckTalk Express.
Well, I know it's one of the TechTalks because I haven't used. I don't know. If you guys know the answer, let me know. But I think it's the first one.
1. DeckTalk PC 2. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no, it's not.
No.
Never mind.
The answer is Microsoft Text-to-Speech Engine. Press any key. Question.
Okay.
Windows question. What do users of Windows press to get help? 1.
F1.
F4 on the keyboard.
No.
2. F10 on the keyboard. 3. F12 on the keyboard. 4. F1 on the keyboard.
Yeah, okay. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
4. Yes. That is correct. The answer is F1 on the keyboard. In most Windows applications, pressing the function key F1 will launch the help system.
Yeah.
Press any key to continue. Question. Before there were such things as computer languages, programmers had to write their programs in. 1. Basic. 2. Basic. 3.
What?
Go Basic. 4. C++. 5. Binary Code.
Binary
6.
Code, maybe.
Visual Basic.
Oh, God.
7. COBOL. 5. Binary
I
Code.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That is correct. The answer is Binary Code.
Yay, I'm smart.
Before computer languages came out, programmers had to write their programs in binary code. Press
Zeros
any key to
ones.
Continue. Question.
All right.
What does GUI stand for?
Oh, this is easy.
1. Graphical User Interface.
Yep, that's it.
2. Great User Interface.
1.
Graphical User Interface. Yes. That is correct. The answer is Graphical User Interface.
Yay!
Press any key. Question. What was Bill Gates' nickname when he was a child? 1. Snoopy. 2. Smartit. 3. Hotshot. 4. Trey.
I don't know. Have any of you guys read a biography on Bill Gates lately? my guess is either 3 or 4. Maybe 3. I don't know.
3.
I don't know.
Hotshot. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't.
No. I don't know. The answer is Trey.
Okay.
When Bill was a little child, his grandmother started calling him Trey. Press any key
okay.
to continue. Question. Are you required to frequently update your authorization keys when you update JFW?
No.
1. Yes.
It depends.
2.
See,
no.
I don't think that question's fair because it depends. It really does depend on what type of a license you have and what type of copy. I would say no.
2. No. Sorry.
Seriously?
No. The answer is yes.
I don't really...
Press any key to continue.
I don't know if
E to exit or S to save game.
I don't know if I agree with that, though, because every time I updated my JFW, I didn't have to update my authorization. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that, but anyway.
Question.
I think I'm gonna answer
Which item below is an example of a hardware synthesizer? 1. Eloquence for JFW. 2. The adapter. 3.
The adapter.
Microsoft text-to-speech engine.
Okay. The adapter is hardware, so...
2. The adapter.
Yep.
Yes. That is correct. The answer is... The adapter. Press any key to continue. Question. What does DOS stand for? 1. Defragmenting operation successful. 2. Delay on system. 3. Disk operating system.
Yeah. 3.
Yes.
All right. I'm
that is correct.
I'm gonna quit now.
The answer is
I'm gonna
disk
do,
operating
I'm gonna try
system.
The astronaut one.
Press any key to continue.
I'm gonna try the astronaut.
E to exit or S to save game. In Computer Trivia by Robbie Spangler. You got 7 correct out of 11.
Okay.
That is 63%. Press any key. Choose the trivia game that you
All
wish
right,
to
I'm
play.
I'm going to try the astronaut one.
Use Amusement Arthur Astronaut.
Yeah.
Astronaut
I'm
Trivia.
Try that one.
By Anonymous.
Okay.
Is this the game that you wish to play? Yes. Astronaut Trivia. By Anonymous. Question. What percentage of male astronauts experience space sickness? 1. 100%.
No.
2. 95%. 3.
Percenter?
90%. 4. 85%. 5. 80%. 6. 75%. 7. 70%.
Alright, I'm gonna do... 5.
8. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's
no.
Right. No.
The answer is 85%.
Oh man, I was so close.
NASA managers are very careful not to schedule any major task. Press any key to question. Who was the first space tourist? 1. Mark Shuttleworth.
I remember this.
2. Gwion Bluford. 3. Mike Melville.
No.
4. Story Musgrave. 5. Ronald Evans. 6.
No.
Charles Bolden.
Yuri.
7. Dennis Tito.
Really? What?
1. Mark Shuttleworth. Sorry.
No.
No.
Really?
The answer is Dennis Tito.
Space.
In 2001, Dennis Tito bought a seat on a Russian Soyuz spacecraft and 10-day stay aboard the International Space Station for $20 million.
Oh, wow.
Press any question. Okay. Who was the first commander of a shuttle mission to include a Russian cosmonaut? 1. Mark Shuttleworth. 2. Gwion Bluford. 3. Mike Melville.
Alright.
4. Story Musgrave. 5. Ronald Evans. 6.
Right.
Charles Bolden. 7. Dennis Tito.
Alright. Well, we know it's not 7. I think it was maybe 6?
6. Yes.
Yay, I was right.
That is correct.
Yay.
The answer is Charles Bolden.
Yay.
He commanded STS-60,
yeah, cause
which contained the first Russian cosmonaut on a U.S. space shuttle. Press any key to continue. E to exit or S to save game.
I'm not as familiar with the later stuff.
Question.
Anyway.
Roughly how long can an astronaut breathe in a U.S. space suit? 1.
2 hours.
9 hours.
No.
2. 8 hours. 3. 7 hours. 4. 6 hours. 5. 5 hours. 6. 4 hours. 7. 3 hours.
I would guess about 3 hours.
7. Sorry.
Really?
No. The answer is 7 hours.
Wow.
The actual time depends heavily on how strenuous of activity an astronaut performs.
Yeah, it does. That's
press
true.
Any key to question.
That's true.
In which year were two missions launched in reverse numerical order? 1. 1965.
Mm-hmm.
2. 1966. 3. 1967. 4. 1968. 5. 1969. 6. 1970. 7. 1971. 6. 1970. Sorry. No.
Go!
The answer is 1965.
Oh.
In December of 1965, Gemini 7 was launched 11 days before the launch of Gemini 6.
Oh, man.
Press any key to continue.
That.
Question. Who was the first African-American woman in space?
Oh, that's easy.
1.
Sally Ride. Yep.
2. 1. Sorry.
Really?
No.
Go!
The answer is Mae Jemison.
Oh, okay.
She flew aboard STS-47 as a mission specialist.
Oh.
Press any key to continue.
I don't know that.
Question. What was the color scheme for the Apollo 15 cruise cars?
Oh, come on. Why are you
1.
Asking me about colors?
Red, white, and blue. 2. Red and green.
Seriously?
3. Black and gold. 4. Blue, green, and brown. 5. Yellow. 6. Black and white. 7. Maroon and gray.
Well, let's see. The Apollo is most associated with the Greek god, or the Roman god, one of the two, that is associated with the sun. So, the colors of the sun are typically yellow and gold. So that would rule out black, gray, although they were American missions. So they could have been red, white, and blue, but I would think that they would be more associated more with the color of the sun, since that's the history or the origin of okay.
One. Red. Two. Red and green. No. Three. Black and gold. Four. Mm-hmm. Blue. Green and brown. Five.
Yellow. I would think so.
Sorry.
Really?
No.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
The answer is red, white, and blue.
Seriously?
During the early years of the space program, auto manufacturers would often sell the astronauts' new model cars at reduced price to cash in on their celebrity. The Apollo crew soon took to organizing colors to stand out and be noticed from one another. Press any key to continue.
Ask me about
colors? E to exit or S question. Who was the last person before Yang Liwei to fly alone in a spacecraft?
Oh God, 1. I don't know.
Mark Shuttleworth. 2. Guion Blue Ford.
Mark Shuttleworth,
3.
Maybe?
Mike Melville.
I'm just gonna guess.
4.
Because I don't
1.
Know.
Mark Shuttleworth.
It's either 1 or 3. I think it's 1.
Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
No. The answer is Ronald Evans.
Okay.
He remained in the command module of Apollo 17 while Harrison Schmitt and Eugene Cernan explored the lunar surface.
Good to know.
Press any key to continue.
All right. Well,
E to exit or S to save game.
My brain is honestly just too tired to think about anything.
Question. Which Mercury 7 astronaut overshot his landing target by more than 300 kilometers?
Oh, God.
1. Scott Carpenter. 2. Gordon Cooper. 3. John Glenn.
John
4.
Glenn.
Gus Grissom. 5. Walter Skira. 6. Alan Shepard. 7. Deke Slayton.
Oh, God. It's either Alan Shepard or John Glenn, because Gus Grissom was responsible for the corned beef sandwich incident, which that's a whole different story. Okay, so I'm going to go with either John Glenn or Alan Shepard. I think it's
3. John Glenn.
I think it's John Glenn.
Sorry. No.
I couldn't remember.
The answer is Scott Carpenter.
Really?
During his flight in Aurora 7, he is too enthralled by his environment and uses too much orientation fuel. Late retro fire and yaw error caused the mishap that prevented him from ever flying again with NASA. Press any key to continue.
Yeah, that's
E to exit, in astronaut trivia by Anonymous.
Okay.
You got 1 correct out of 9.
Wow.
That is 11%.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Press any key. Choose the trivia game that you... World Series.
Okay.
Exit.
Alright, well, I think that's all the Kitchen Zinc games I'm gonna do for now.
World Series. Exit. Select. Exit. Thank you for playing Trivia by Jim Kitchen.
Play Screaming Strike. Well, first
welcome to Kitchen Zinc Games.
And then I'm gonna play
use the up and down arrow keys or press the awesome. Exit. Thank you for playing Kitchen Zinc Games.
Go.
Exiting program.
There we go.
Okay. Internet Explorer. Live dashboard, YouTube.
Alright, any messages for me?
Button iChat. Button analytics buttons. 2. Watching now.
Oh yay, there's 2 people watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's awesome. Thank you.
0.5. Messages/min.
0.5? What the heck?
Graphic A chart. Table with 1 done. Column 2 view. Column 3 comment. Row 2 time. Column 1 step 7. 20. Viewers column 2. Comments column 3 0. Row 3 time. Column. Viewers column 2. Comments column 3 0. Row 4. Viewers column 2. Comments column 3 0. Row 5, viewers column, comments column 30. Row 6, time column 157, 2019, 804, viewers column, comments. Row 20, row 32, time column 157, viewers column 21, comments column 30. Row 33, time column 157, viewers column 21, comments column 30. Row 35, time column 157, viewers, comments, row 30, viewer, comments, viewer, viewer, comments column 30. Comments column 30. Row 40, time column 157, viewers column 21, comments column 30. Row 41, viewers column 21, comments column, row 40, viewers column 21, comments column, row 43, viewers column 21. Comments column 30.
Yeah, if you guys have any other ideas for how I can become more efficient at streaming, please, by all means, let me know.
Row 44, time column 157, viewers column 21, comments column 30, row 40, viewer, comment, row 40, viewers column 21, comments column 30, row 50, time, row 50, viewers column, row 7, viewers column 21, comments column, row 91, viewers column 21, share button, link view full table with 1, viewers column 22, time column 157, 29, viewers column, comments column 30, Viewers, time, row 1, viewers, column 2, 2. Time, column 1, Feb 7, row 119, comments, column 3, 0. Viewers, column 2, time, row 1, viewers, column 2, 2. Time, column 1, Feb 7, 2019,
right,
row 117. Viewers, column 2, row 1, time, row 100, row 9, row 80, time, viewers,
just
time, column 1, row 53, comments,
here.
Row 4, time, column 1,
yeah, if you guys
time,
have anything that
viewers,
you want
row 18, comments, column 3, 0, viewers,
know.
Column 2, 1, time, column 1, Feb 7, row 17, viewers, viewers, button out of section says, well, link button, Nikita Smith, hi.
Hi.
Button comment actions.
Oh, hi, Nikita.
Hi. Nikita Smith. Link button learn more. Nikita Smith. Hi. Button comment actions. Shelby Craig. Say something. Section editable. Out of section button emoji.
Alright, so let's play some Screaming Strike, because Screaming Strike is hilarious. And it was made by Naya Changam, which is the same... I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name. But that is the same developer who made the Bakurano de Balkan series. So you know it's going to be good.
Start window, search box edit, this PC, desktop app 1.
Let's open it up.
This PC window, preview, level 1, this PC expanded 3 of 4, items view list, folders grouping expanded, 3D objects not selected, row 1, cop, Bakurano de Balkan 2, 1 of 3. Screaming Strike and 3 of 3. Items view list,
right.
Data not selected, 1 of 4. Screaming Strike
Let's
and 4 of 4.
Let's play some Screaming Strike. This is hilarious. Basically, this is a game that I play when I'm having a really bad day and I just really feel like punching someone in the face. So this is a good way to do that. It's pretty straightforward. There's 3 lanes and you're going to hear people coming in each lane and you want to try and punch them in the face before they punch you. And you navigate between the lanes using the left and right arrow keys and you use the space bar to punch. Jeez, I cannot talk today. Okay, let's start. Because this is the sound effects are hilarious.
Screaming Strike version 1.03.
Alright, here we go.
Press 1 to play normal mode.
Let's play arcade
or 2
mode.
To play arcade mode.
Yeah, let's play arcade.
Arcade. Start.
Arcade is more fun than normal. I like to stay in the middle. Okay. Sometimes there'll be power-ups too.
One simple trick erases people.
Oh, power-up.
Mine. Punch.
Oh, I punched a kitty. I feel kind of conflicted about that.
Penetration.
You're not quick again.
Kitchen. Have been killed. Your score is 151,638.
Good. That's not my highest score though.
Would you like to post your score to the internet scoreboard?
There's an online scoreboard where
press
you can post
Y or N.
Scores, but nah, I'm not gonna do that.
Would you like to play again?
Okay.
Press Y or N.
Yeah, why not? Let's play.
Press 1 to play normal mode. Normal. Start.
Oh dang it, I didn't mean to do normal. Oh well. Normal's okay, I guess. I'll do one normal, and then one more arcade. Everybody's getting sucker punched. This is the one game where it's okay to sucker punch your boss.
Have been killed. Your score is 155,360.
Okay.
Would you like to post your score to the internet scoreboard? Press
okay.
Y or N.
Why not?
Please type your name and press enter. Posting score. Congratulations. You made the top 10.
Yay!
Your position is 31.
Wait.
Press enter to continue.
Okay. How does that work? How do you make the top 10 and then your position is 31? That makes no sense. Oh well, whatever.
Would you like to play again? Press Y or N.
Okay, yeah. We'll do one more.
Press 1 to play normal mode.
Let's do arcade again.
Or to arcade. Start.
I think this will be my last game, guys. But yeah, that's hilarious. Everybody's getting sucker punched.
Boost.
None shall stand against my flaming fists of fury.
Destruction.
Dang, I kind of wish someone had been in the way.
Destruction.
I punched him.
Destruction. You have been killed. Your score is 428,937.
I'm definitely posting that.
Would you like to post your name? Please type your name and press enter. Posting score.
Streaming Strike version 1.0.
Please wait. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You made the top 10. Your position is 26.
Oh, nice.
Press enter to continue.
I don't know why it's saying I made the top 10 when my position is 26, but okay.
Would you like to play again?
Nah.
Press Y or N. Exiting.
Oh my god.
Streaming Strike and window. Items new list. Streaming Strike and 404. Live Dashboard YouTube Internet Explorer. Live Dashboard YouTube.
I love that game, especially the part where the bop. Oh man, I think the other one that really just, oh my gosh, the other one that's just super funny is when the guy sneezes when you punch. I mean, who sneezes when you punch them? Oh man, but that's just a fun game in general. That's a game that's probably, I don't know though, I feel that when I have a rough day, that's the type of game I want to play, where everybody gets sucker punched. But anyway, so that was Screaming Strike. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, because I really did. I love the sound effects. Some of them are just so cheesy, but at the same time, they never get old. That game never fails to make me laugh. But anyway, so I think I'm going to call it a night for tonight, because I've been streaming for about an hour, maybe a little more than that. But I'm being serious, guys. Please write in with your comments and any suggestions for games you want me to play. I am still planning on doing a Heroes Call when the graphics come out, and I have someone sighted who's able to help me to set up the computer so it can capture graphics, because I want those who are, and I know a lot of people are saying, oh yeah, it's just an audio game, why do you display graphics? But I really want those who are able to see to get as much joy and excitement and pleasure out of it as people who aren't sighted. So I'm trying to keep all viewers in mind, but if it comes down to it, and if there are games that have graphics, and I might not be able to display them all, but I guess, I don't know, in my opinion, I want to be able to stream cool stuff for you guys. So please, by all means, write in the comments what you would like me to play next. Some of the games I'm planning to play in the future are A Hero's Call. I want to finish Adventure at Sea, but somehow all of my data files got deleted, so I have to go in and create a new game and get us back to the point where we were when I stopped playing. Let's see. Oh, yes, I'm also going to be planning to do some 3D Velocity in the future, which is a flight sim game. Not like Eurofly, but it's more fast-paced. And in that game, you actually have to control a fighter jet. So there's lots of cool games to look forward to. And if you guys, I might play Survive the Wild again. I might. But if you guys have any suggestions or ideas or any special requests that you want me to play, please, by all means, let me know. You could follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My name is just Shelby Craig, or you could try typing in Voyager and the number 2264. You can send me an email if you want at voyager2264@gmail.com. And, yeah, so anyway, I hope that everybody enjoyed the stream, and give me some feedback, and I look forward to seeing y'all very soon. So, happy Thursday, and I hope everybody has a great night, and if I don't see you this weekend, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Op64C, select mute mix slash out volume slider for mixed properties for mute desktop volume slide properties for deck controls with settings button. Studio mode checkbox, start recording checkbox, stop streaming checkbox checked.